Unit 10.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, Miss Lorraine.
Let's start our lesson. I got a letter from one of my students recently. Can you read it?
Sure, I can. Dear Miss Lorraine, let me write a few words about our family. Our family is big. I have a mother. She is beautiful. Her eyes are blue. I have a father. He's clever. His job is very interesting. I have two brothers. They are little. They have many toys. Their toys are in a big box. We like to read. We have many books. Our books are in a bookcase. Is your family big or small? Do you have any sisters or brothers? Hope to hear from you soon. Love, Alice.
Good.
And where's the professor?
Professor Smart isn't here yet. I wonder what could have happened to him.
What's wrong this time?
I don't know.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to call him. And I can't find my mobile phone. Again, where could it be? It was in my bag this morning.
Maybe it's on the table. You often put it on the table.
No, it isn't.
Maybe it's in the table.
Let me look for it in the table. I seldom put it in the table, but anything can happen with me. Let me open it. There are paints here, a book about an old crow, an old sandwich. No, it isn't there. It's gone.
Maybe it's on the bookcase.
Let me look for it on the bookcase. I always forget where I put it. Oh, can you hear that noise?
Yes, I can. What's that?
It's my telephone.
Where is it?
It's in my jeans. I am so absent-minded. Hello?
Hello, Lorraine.
Hello, Professor Smart. I was going to call you myself.
How are things going?
Not very well, really.
What's wrong?
I've just been doing physical exercises looking for my mobile.
Can I ask you a question? Where did you find it?
It was in my jeans.
Really? You're so absent-minded.
I am.
You often forget things.
Yes, I do. And you're late again.
What do you mean, again?
Have you forgotten already? You were late on Teacher's Day.
Yes, I was. Now I remember. I'm in an awful traffic jam in Vishnevsky Street again.
Really?
But I have a present for you.
A present? I like presents. What is it?
It's a boy.
What do you mean? I don't understand. I have one here already.
Do you remember yesterday? I told you something about my new friend.
No, I don't. I don't remember anything about it. Vova, do you remember?
Yes, I do. The professor told us about him yesterday.
Sorry, I forgot.
I told you that I was going to meet somebody, so I went to my friend.
Did you go there by car?
No, I didn't. I didn't go there by car. I was much cleverer. I went there on foot.
So what about your friend?
He's from the United States of America, and he's here with his wife and two children. There, I met his son, a funny boy. His name is Adam, and his surname is Brown. His dream is to be a writer. He knows many different stories.
Do you want us to meet him?
Yes, I do. I think you'll have fun together. He can also play the guitar very well. He's been to many places and countries, and he has a very interesting hobby.
What is it?
That's a secret. He'll tell you about his hobby himself.
But when?
Very soon.
What do you mean?
I asked him to come to our lesson today. I think he'll be here in a few minutes.
Really? Thank you. I must tidy the classroom before the boy comes. There is such a mess here after I looked for my mobile. Oh, too late.
What's going on? What's that noise?
I think this is Adam Brown.
Okay. I will call you later. Give my best to our friend. Bye.
Bye-bye. Vova, I think it's the professor's friend. Wait a minute. I'll open the door. Who is it?
It's me, Adam.
Come in. Hello, I'm Lorraine.
I'm Adam. Nice to meet you, Miss Lorraine.
Nice to meet you, Adam. Come in. Adam, meet my friend Vova. Vova, this is Adam. Adam, this is Vova.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Vova.
Take a seat by the table, Adam. Are you tired?
I'm done with that awful school.
Please don't throw your bag on my table.
Done with your school, you say? What's wrong with your school?
I hate it. There's nothing interesting there. It's so boring. Being a pupil is such a hard thing.
Really? But why?
There are so many subjects at school. Mathematics, Russian, nature. We have such long lessons and such short breaks. And the teachers in our school are so strict. They give us so many tasks. And there are so many rules in our school.
What are the rules in your school?
You must not run. You must not shout. You must not cheat. You must raise your hand every time you want to say something. The teacher always says, you must not be lazy. You must study hard.
But all children must study hard if they want to be clever.
I know that. I do my best. But I only get bad marks in my school record book.
Well, sometimes it's boring during the lessons, but there's a lot of fun during the breaks.
That's right. We like to run about when our teachers aren't watching. Sometimes boys even break chairs during the break. Haha! Break chairs during the break. Funny.
Break chairs during what? The break? What do you mean?
Vova, you know the word break has two meanings. If we break something, we must repair it. We also call a break a time between two lessons.
Ah, I think I understand.
Can you do it into Russian?
I think to break means ломать, and a break means перемена.
That's right. Can I ask you a question, Adam? Have you done your lessons yet?
I've done nearly all lessons. I've done reading, nature, and drawing. But I haven't done mathematics yet. Can you help me?
How can I help you?
I can't do one problem.
Well, I don't know. Vova, what about you? Are you good at doing math?
Not very.
Okay, let me read this problem. Vova, try to do this problem too. So, a car doing 60 kilometers per hour went from city A to city B. How far is city A from city B if it took the driver 2 hours to get there?
This problem is so easy.
Vova, here is a sheet of paper. Do this problem yourself. Adam, can't you do this problem? It's quite easy.
No, it's not easy. It's difficult. I did my best, but I couldn't do it. What are you doing?
I'm going to do some writing. Look.
I don't understand it.
Just stop it. How long did it take the driver to get to city B? Think a little.
2 hours.
So?
I'm done in. I want to go home.
And so do I. But we must do this problem first.
The car went 2 hours doing 60 kilometers an hour. Uh-huh.
Have you done it?
Yes, I have. City B is 120 kilometers away from city A.
Well done. What about you, Vova? Have you done it?
Yes, I have. I have the same answer.
Great.
There's still one problem I can't do.
Let me read it. Listen carefully. Street B is 30 kilometers away from street C. How long would it take the boy to get from B to C if his bike is doing 10 kilometers an hour? This problem is also very easy.
No, it's difficult. I did my best, but I couldn't do it. I don't understand it. What are you doing now?
Wait a moment. I'm going to do some writing. Look.
I don't understand it. I'm done in. I hate mathematics. It's so hard to do these problems.
Just stop it. I know you want to go home, and so do I. But we must do this problem first. Look, this is street C, and this is street B.
The bike went 30 kilometers doing 10 kilometers an hour. Uh-huh.
Have you done it?
Yes, I have. The boy rode for 2 hours.
Oh, no. That answer isn't right. It's wrong.
30 kilometers doing 10 kilometers an hour. Maybe 3 hours?
This time you're right. Well done. Shall we do anything else?
Yes, there was something else. Here's another problem. Last year, a wife had 15 dresses. How many dresses did her husband buy her if she has 32 dresses now?
Oh, it's such an easy problem. The first problem was easy. The second problem was even easier. But the third problem is the easiest.
No, it isn't.
Just think a little. I'll do some writing. Look, listen. She has 32 dresses now, but last year she had only 15 dresses. So how many dresses did her husband buy her?
18?
No, the answer is wrong. Now you, Vova.
Maybe 17.
That's right. Well done, Vova. Shall we do any more problems?
No, thank you. That'll do.
And now I understand why you hate school.
Why?
Because you're lazy.
No, I'm not. I do my best.
You can say that, but don't forget that saying and doing are two different things.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe our school is not as awful as I thought it was.
Can you tell us anything about your school, please?
Well, our school...
Oh, here's the professor. Good afternoon, Professor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry I'm late. At next lesson, I'll be on time.
Hello.
Adam, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
I'm telling Lorraine and Vova about our school in Russia.
I think it'll be interesting.
So do I.
Can I go on?
Sorry, of course you can.
So, our school is big. On the first floor...
Do you mean the ground floor?
Don't forget that only Englishmen call it ground floor, but Americans usually say first floor. Can I go on?
Sorry, of course you can.
So, there is a cloakroom, a gym, and a canteen on the first floor. There are a lot of classrooms and a big hall on the second floor, the headmaster's study and the teacher's room on the third floor. And there are classrooms for the younger pupils and a library on the fourth floor. There is a beautiful garden behind our school. There are 4 buses at our school. They take children to school early in the morning, and in the afternoon they take them back home. Our school year starts in September and finishes in May. We have 4 vacations a year.
Do you mean holidays?
Don't forget that only Englishmen call them holidays. Americans usually say vacations.
How do you spell it?
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Thank you. Well, I like your school very much. I don't understand why you don't like it.
You know, now, after I've told you about it, I think I like it more than I did before.
You know, Adam, Vova can rap.
Can you, Vova?
Yes, I can. Tell me any 10 words and I'll make a rap with them.
Let's take our new words. Here they are. Do, study, canteen, hall, gym, library, headmaster, bus, mean, and forget.
Professor, will you help me today?
Sure.
I can see
him in the gym.
Who is
faster?
The bus or the headmaster?
Don't forget
to feed your pet.
Everybody is ready to study. We are all
in the hall. Do you really mean?
You are 17.
Never do your lessons in the canteen.
Go to the library or study
N15.
By the way, Professor Smart told me that you have an interesting hobby. What is it?
That's a secret. Yes.
Maybe it is repairing different things.
No, it isn't.
Maybe it's painting fences.
No, it isn't.
Maybe it's going to other countries.
No, it isn't.
I give up. I don't know.
I collect anecdotes.
Do you mean you collect funny stories?
Yes, I do.
How many anecdotes have you got already?
Something like 400.
Wow, great. Will you tell us one of them now?
I'm sorry. I haven't got much time. I should go home now.
Why?
My father goes to the theater on Fridays, and today is Friday. I must be at home before he goes there. But I can see a guitar by the sofa.
Would you like to play the guitar?
Yes, I would.
Adam, I know a very beautiful song. I want to sing it to you.
Great. You sing, and I'll play.
Can I also play the guitar? I've got another one.
Sure you can.
Do as you would be done by. Do remember this rule. give your love to the people. Don't be lazy at school. Have you done your lessons? Did you do your best? Will you help your school friend get ready for the test?
Well done, Lorraine. You're making progress. Adam, your playing is wonderful. And what will you do tomorrow? Will you come to see us?
Tomorrow, I'm going to the country, to the Camp Volga. Have you ever been to that camp?
No, I haven't. But I'd like to. It's a very good camp. I think you'll have fun there.
I hope so. But next week, I'll come to your lesson and tell you some anecdotes.
All right. We'll miss you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now, let's open our copybooks and write a spelling dictation.
Okay.
Write the letters, read the word, and draw the picture. Remember, you must do your best. So this is not a word. This is a sentence. There are three words in this sentence. The first word, T-H-E-S-E. The second word, A-R-E. The third word, O-R-A-N-G-E-S. What is it? Draw it in your book. Now the lesson is over. Don't forget to learn and to write all new words in Russian. Don't forget that if you want to get a good mark, you must do all tasks and exercises and learn the song. That will do for today. Now you may close your book. Our lesson is over. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.